Penguin Random House Canada presents Scratching River by Michelle Porter. Read for you by the author.
Wilfrid Laurier University Press is located on the Haldimand Tract, part of the traditional territories of the Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, and Neutral peoples. This land is part of the Dish with One Spoon Treaty between the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe peoples and symbolizes the agreement to share, to protect our resources, and not to engage in conflict. We are grateful to the Indigenous peoples who continue to care for and remain interconnected with this land. Through the work we publish in partnership with our authors, we seek to honor our local and larger community relationships, and to engage with the diversity of collective knowledge integral to responsible, scholarly, and cultural exchange. The Red River Trails have provided one of the most intriguing, colorful, and hotly debated chapters in Minnesota's history. Although scholars have dealt thoroughly with the economic and political implications of the trade that moved over the routes, the rutted paths themselves have always been something of a conundrum. They crossed, for the most part, a level, open, and well-watered country, and they were not confined by geography to fixed, and therefore easily traceable, routes. The Red River Trails, oxcart routes between St. Paul and the Selkirk Settlement, 1820 to 1870. Chapter 1. Scratching River. Once, there was a boy who belonged to the prairies. His mother was a Métis woman with dark hair she kept long and permed while her children were young. The day Mom called the hospital in Calgary to find out what had happened to our older brother, were we living along the Sturgeon River then? Yes? We moved into and out of apartments in those buildings so many times. When Mom called the hospital, I don't know, weren't we in the larger apartment on the second floor? Or were we in the smaller one, on the third? Memory offers up the beige carpets that were in all those apartments. I can hear a phone ringing, and I know Mom will answer, and we will find out about Brendan. But memory is playing tricks. Mom says she called the ranch, so I couldn't have heard the phone. But I hear ringing. Mom talks to the people at the ranch, and they tell Mom Brendan is in the hospital, but not to worry. He's just fine and will only be in overnight. Don't bother coming down to see him. Mom called the hospital right after that. Even now, almost 30 years later, my body becomes still and I hold my breath to listen to the memory of my mother's stilted phrases. 30 years later, I listen to Mama's voice on the phone across the country from where I stand at my kitchen sink, washing dishes as she talks. The memory is still fresh with her, open and unhealed. Oh God, she says, the horror. She repeats the first two words as if she believes. Oh God, she says again. I rinse a chipped beige bowl and print it with flower patterns. Then I set it in the drying rack, lean it against the plate with the green border. Burdock root is right there along all the rivers, in the first paragraph of chapter one of the life story of my great-great-grandfather's brother, Louis Goulet. The book is an oral history, a transcription of stories he told to a researcher about his life as a prairie Métis. He was living during a time of profound change for the Métis and for all Indigenous peoples. This was the mid to late 1800s, and the buffalo herds were dying out. The hunt and the way of life faltered with the roaming buffalo herds. But our culture didn't. There was this tradition of change. There was the ability to bring your ways of living into a future you were giving to the next generation. That stayed with so many Métis families, was passed on down to us by our relations. Three homes closed, assault allegations at autistic facilities. Chris Dawson and Ashley Geddes, Calgary Herald, Calgary, Alberta, 29th January 1993, A1/Front. The province has shut down three group homes for autistic adults in southern Alberta, leaving the owner stunned amid allegations of assault and physical abuse. I have been hurt and hurt and hurt, and I'm tired of it, said, name redacted. who will meet with a Calgary lawyer this morning with an eye towards possible legal action. Have you cut open a burdock root? It smells angry, like a couple bickering or a child denied candy at the checkout line. An absent river leaves a trail. As for my mother, she wanted to flow into the old trails, the ones no longer spoken of except in the old stories. If you know the way, you can walk along any of these and find the telling details stitched into layers of earth and the plot layered into the rock. When my brother had to go, Mama returned to the banks of these absent rivers again and again. She had a rope. She tied one end around her leg and one around Brendan's leg. It was an agreement, this nylon connection between them, this sullen umbilical cord, because if she didn't, he'd run. Middle of the day, middle of the night, middle of winter, it didn't matter. Mom liked to tell us how she ran after Brendan, big and round with the next baby, trying to move fast enough, trying to catch up to her firstborn son. Sometimes she had to call the cops. They knew her. They knew Brendan. Brought him home sometimes before my mom even noticed he was gone. Reading an old riverbed. Some rivers have a lot of small channels that continually split and join. There were five of us, two boys and three girls. Rivers with these kind of channels are called braided rivers. They split and join and split and join and split off again. Sometimes they curve away for so long you don't know for a long while that they're part of a larger river. Mama, she was one of seven, three boys and four girls. It was the aunts who brought everyone together, each of us balancing paper plates and sitting on folding chairs in their yards or around tables in their kitchens. No one spoke much about the Red River. It was always the fiddles they talked about. When a channel splits off from the main river, it only joins up again when the land offers an opening, when conditions allow. Or maybe the burdock root you've sliced in two smells of righteous anger, the fury that rises in reaction to rights denied and land stolen. I can't tell where your anger originates or what it tastes like. Mine is sharp and abrasive, but musty. Following the knife's work, the burdock smells of the day after. The day after what? For me, the day after a battle fought in the forest with guns, it reaches inside of you and lingers there, in the grass and soil. She knew she had to let Brendan go one day when she was trying to make supper. She was pregnant, and she was at her breaking point. I imagine her in this story, trying to peel potatoes or cutting up apples for a pie because she liked to bake back then. She was trying to be a picture from a magazine advertisement then, to create the perfect home and family in an image from someone else's imagination. But she couldn't let Brendan run away again. That's why he was tied to her. He was getting bigger, running faster and farther. Sitting there on the floor at her feet, Brendan was crying, a mournful cry because he just wanted to be on the go, moving on, traveling. The names of rivers. Rivers bear so many names in their shifting lives. It took the experts a long time to settle on the blended diagnoses of schizophrenia and autism. My brother didn't fit their idea of what either of those two things were, and he still doesn't, really. The Gratis River, where my ancestor Louis was born, is called the Morris River, for the municipality that stands there now. It's important to remember that it was once called Scratching River, and that it had other names before then, too. My big brother taking me by the hand, pulling me into his world. One hand cupping one ear, a big smile. In a sing-song voice, da-da-da and da-da-da again, off I went with him. Here's a telling of a map in words. Here's an oral map of the route they'd have taken, according to Louis, when they were traveling from their Red River homes to the hunting grounds and then to their wintering homes and here and there to visit family and relations. by oxcart from St. Norbert on the Salle River.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?